that by Mr. Creech. When dreadful Carthage frightened Rome with arms, and all the world was shook with fierce alarms, whilst undecided yet which part should fall, which nation rise, and glorious lord of all. Now it is our purpose, in the ensuing pages, to pursue a contrary method. When any extraordinary scene presents itself, as we trust will often be the case, we shall spare no pains nor paper to open it at large to our reader, but if whole years should pass without producing anything worthy his notice, we shall not be afraid of a chasm in our history, but shall hasten on to matters of consequence, and leave such periods of time totally unobserved. These are indeed to be considered as blanks in the grand lottery of time. We therefore, who are the registers of that lottery, shall imitate those sagacious persons who deal in that which is drawn at Guildhall, and who never trouble the public with any blanks they dispose of. But when a great prize happens to be drawn, the newspapers are presently filled with it, and the world is sure to be informed at whose office it was sold. Indeed, commonly two or three different offices lay claim to the honour of having disposed of it, by which, I suppose, the adventurers are given to understand that certain brokers are in the secrets of fortune, and indeed,